Hey friends, Chris Webb, and welcome to today's episode. What we're going to talk about today is what it means to be your number one fan. So we'll go over what fans are and what fans expect. And there's a few different things in each category. And one of the things in what fans expect is taking action, right? So I'm going to pause right here and share with you how I took action just to be here today, the previous episodes, and the future episodes. Okay, welcome back. So I truly hope that somebody takes action and is inspired, or takes inspired action, if you will, to move forward on podcasts, if that's what your heart tells you or calls for you to do. So what does it mean to be your number one fan? I'm sure we've heard it before. And it could get, I guess it could get sticky, because you really have to look at yourself in the mirror and love yourself, right? There has to be a part of you that you love. There has to be a part of you that you admire. If you consider yourself a fan of anyone or anything, there is something that you love or admire within that person or thing. So let's kind of go through what that looks like. So I know I just touched on a deep part of it, is looking in the mirror. And here's the thing. Being your number one fan is going to improve and make it easier to look at yourself in the mirror and be your number one fan. And bear with me on this and how I go through that, because that might be hard to like think about. That might be confusing. You know, well, how could I be my number one fan and continue to be my number one fan if I don't feel like I'm my number one fan? And it comes through the action. It comes through the intention. The intention of being your number one fan. Because look at, let's take a look around. If you are not, let's ask this question. If you're not your number one fan, who is? Who is your number one fan? If it's not you, who is it? And whoever you're thinking of right now, ask them or ask yourself how they would feel if you didn't love yourself as much as they love you. How would they feel if you didn't believe in yourself as much as they believed in you? So you can see how this could have, depending on what your answer is, you can see how this is going to force you to see yourself from a different perspective. And I hope you're following me on this. So let's kind of go through this, and this might shine a little bit more light. So what does it mean to be your number one fan? So what are fans, right? Like if you think of sports fans, for example, or fans of, let's use somebody like Tony Robbins, for example, like a motivational speaker, or fans of an artist or a musician, right? So what do fans do? Fans support. Fans encourage. Fans have pride. So what does that look like? So if fans support you, right? So, I mean, if you think of athletics, it's pretty easy, right? They go to the games. They watch the games. They buy the merchandise. They support 100%, right? They encourage, of course, they're encouraging you to win every single day. Every single time you're taking action, they're encouraging you to win. And they have pride, right? Look at the fans who are diehard fans wearing a jersey, for example. They're proud. They're proud of their team. They're proud of who they're representing, right? And then you can ask yourself, what do fans expect? What do fans expect from who they are fans of? And this one could be different depending on, you know, what we're talking about, whether it's a person, a team, a musician, whatever it is. And maybe before we go into that, let's circle back to us being our number one fans. So if we go through the list of support, encouragement, and pride, just three things. There's more, I'm sure. But those three things. If you are your number one fan, do you support the things that you do? Do you encourage yourself? And are you proud of what you're doing? Now, if your answer is no to any of those, or not, you know, a hell fucking yes to all of those, I get it and I understand, but it has to start somewhere. It has to start somewhere. And you can ask the question again, if you're not supporting yourself, who is supporting you? And if whoever that person is that's supporting you, how would they feel if you didn't support yourself? We have to put ourselves there. We have to. This is the only way that we're going to achieve more than what we're achieving right now is to be our number one fan. To grow more than as much as we're growing right now is to be our number one fan. Taking things to the next level is being your number one fan. So you have to support yourself. And that can look different for different people. But supporting yourself is giving you the opportunity to work on you. That would be supporting yourself, right? Giving yourself 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, an hour, whatever it is, to work on yourself. Whether it's your mindset, whether it's your fitness, your health. Right? You have to support yourself in that. If you are your number one fan, that's what fans do. And then they encourage, right? So do we encourage ourselves? And that's going to come through self-talk. All of it's self-talk. So if you've ever found yourself saying, fuck, I'm stupid, or God, I can't believe I did that, or what an idiot, or I can't seem to get things right, I'm always fucking this up, I can never lose any weight, I just can't read. Anything that comes to your mind, that talk, turn that around as if you're telling that to the one you love. You can never lose weight. You can't fucking read. You're never gonna succeed. Would a fan tell that? Would a fan say those things to who they're fans of? Would a fan say that? So your encouragement is all self-talk. That negative self-talk that's in our head that we would never say fucking out loud around people and we would never say to anyone else. Why the fuck would we say it to ourselves if we would never say it to anyone else? Why do we hate ourselves so much and have so much disbelief in ourselves? More than anyone has in ourselves. Why do we do it? It's interesting, right? But we have to grasp it. We have to get a hold of it, and you have to change it. You have to squash it. You have to cancel it out. When you hear that negative voice, you have to cancel it out. And you have to speak words of encouragement. We've heard it our whole lives, words of affirmation, look in the mirror, say your I am statement. All of those things, want to know why they fucking exist? Because they work. Because we have so much negative fucking self-talk in our life that we have to be so intentional about flipping that script to be positive and say positive things to ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves. We have to be, this is why it goes back to being your number one fan. Just consider yourself a fan in the audience of you. What would you say? And especially as a fan has pride in his team, having pride in yourself. And if you don't feel like you have pride in yourself, you're not looking at your wins. You're only looking at your losses. That's all it is. It's your perspective, once again. You're looking at what you haven't done or what you failed at and stopping right there. That's why anyone would not have pride in what they're doing or what they've done and who they are. So if you flip that around and say, well, what are the positive things that I've done? What is one great thing I've done today? What is one great thing I've done this week? What are some great things I've done this month, this year? And if you stack those wins, you're going to have more pride. You're going to have more pride in yourself. And before you start with the fucking, well, I did have pride in this, I was doing great, but then I, and fill in the blank. Before you go there, think about perspective again. Think about it and say, wait a second, what did I learn from that? Because every failure provides an opportunity to learn something from. And if you learn something from every failure, then it's not a failure. It's a win. A win, a learning is a win. Do you agree or disagree? Learning is a win. So every failure provides an opportunity to win because you're going to learn something from it. So before you go to, well, I started to do this and then I quit. I started to work on my business and then I stopped. Why? Why did you stop? And whatever that answer is, you just learned something about yourself. And if you ask better questions, you're going to say, so what can I do today that's going to help me overcome fill in the blank? That is a win. That's a win. And you should be proud of those wins. Every single win you should be proud of. And those should outweigh anything that would be negative. Because again, every failure is a win. So what else is negative? If every failure is a win, what else is negative? So if you look at those things as what fans do, and you are a fan, you're going to support yourself, providing the opportunities to grow. You're going to encourage yourself, speaking positive words. And you're going to have pride in what you've done so far and what you've learned so far in your life. I hope this is resonating. I'm going to go into one more thing here. And I know this podcast is going a lot longer than I intended. But I never script anything out, really. I jotted down some notes. And I just kind of want to wrap this up so that it all kind of ties together. So bear with me on this. And again, I hope it's adding some value. So let's talk about... That's what fans do, right? But let's talk about what fans expect. What do they expect? And I want you to look at this from the eyes of you having fans. You have fans of your life, of your business, of whatever you do, whatever you share, wherever you go, you have fans. If you have kids, you have fans. Okay? So before you say, oh, I don't have any fans, no one follows me, no one likes me, negative self-talk, get the fuck out of your head with that negative self-talk and just know that wherever you go, you have fans. So what do fans expect? What do they expect? I think the easiest perspective to get is, it keeps coming back to me, it keeps coming back to, well, I guess three main ones, which would be sports teams, which would be... speakers, I guess, like speakers or authors, you know what I mean? And then I think about also like musicians. They all have fans, right? So what do they expect from you? What do they expect from you? And I'm going from obviously just what my thoughts are. And I'm sure there's many more, there's others, and maybe these aren't exactly what you think. But this is what I believe. I believe fans expect us, you and me, expect us to be kind. Fans expect us to grow ourselves, meaning to improve ourselves. constantly, get better, right? Fans expect us to challenge ourselves. And you can look at that as there's an obstacle in front of you. Do you turn and run away, or do you challenge yourself to go through it? What do your fans expect you to do? And fans expect us to take action, to not talk about it, but to be about it. Right? And I'm sure there's more, but we'll just go with those four. So I'm sure you can paint a picture of what you as a fan of, whoever you're a fan of, whether it's a team, a person, a band, whatever. And I'm sure you, if you were to meet them and sit down and have coffee with them, you would expect them to be kind. You'd expect them to be growth oriented. You would expect them to challenge themselves. That's how they got to where the fuck they got, right? You expect that. You expect them to take action. All of those things got them to where they are. All of those things. So now if we flip that to this podcast of being your number one fan, you are sitting down with yourself, having coffee with yourself. What do you expect of yourself? To be kind. What does that look like? That could look like social media. That could look like edifying others. That could look like sending somebody a message and telling them that they are on your heart. It could look like just not being a dick. It could look like cutting down on some of the sarcasm. It could look like being kind to yourself. So as your number one fan, sitting down with yourself, having coffee and having a conversation, you expect yourself to be kind. You expect yourself to be growth oriented. You expect yourself to be reading, to be listening to podcasts, to be watching positive videos on YouTube, to be listening to Audible, to be going to events. You would expect that as a number one fan of yourself. You would expect that of yourself. You should expect that of yourself. As your number one fan, sitting down with yourself, you would expect that you would be challenging yourself, that you would not be running from obstacles, that you would be the one stepping into being uncomfortable, to getting into the growth zone and out of the comfort zone. My wife calls that the growth zone. I love that. Do people who are in their comfort zone have a lot of fans? Think of a team, think of a person, think of a speaker, an author, a musician. Are any of them in their comfort zone? Afraid to step out into growth zone? We all know the answer to that. And as you're sitting down with yourself as your number one fan, you would expect yourself to be taking action, to not just talking about it, but being about it. Not just fucking lip service. We all get that every day. Whether you're seeing it on social media, people talking one way and doing another. Look at results. Results are what words can't provide. If I look at some of my friends who are extremely fit, I don't need for them to tell me that nutrition and health and fitness is important to them. I don't need that lip service. I don't need them to tell me that. And they're not, and they don't need to. Right? Results come from taking action. So if we look at the results that we have in our life, it's because of the actions that we took or did not take. Right? So as a number one fan of yourself, you're going to expect yourself to take action. And look at whether this sounds funky or not, whether this sounds like, okay, this is all weird, I don't get it really. The whole idea and the reason why I hope you're listening to any of these podcasts that I've done or anything I share on social media or anything my wife shares on social media is that we are in constant pursuit of growth, constant pursuit of achieving at a higher level. Whatever that looks like to you is going to look different from what it looks like from me, to me, right? Achieving at a higher level isn't only money. It isn't only whatever. It's whatever achieving at a higher level means to you. Whatever it does mean to you, growth has to happen in order for achieving at a higher level to happen. We can't achieve without growth. And if we are not our number one fans, who are? Some of us have fans. So again, ask yourself the question. If you don't support yourself, encourage yourself, have pride in yourself, if you don't expect yourself to be kind, to be growth oriented, to challenge yourself and to take action, how are they going to feel about you not doing those things, not wanting to do those things, not having a mindset to do those things? And even more importantly, if you say, well, I don't even have any fans, I don't have anyone who supports, I don't have anyone, no one, not one person, then you better fucking step up and be your number one fan. Because who else is going to do that for you? Ain't no one going to come and tap you on the fucking shoulder and say, okay, here we go. Let's roll. No one's going to do that. Now, you might find some people that provide you the opportunity to step into your greatness. But if you're not growth oriented, if you don't speak positivity into your life, if you don't have pride in who you are and you're not growth oriented and you don't challenge yourself and take action, you won't see those opportunities and you won't step into that greatness. And you can consider yourself stuck in the cycle of negative self-talk and I don't have any fans. Well, you can change that right now by being your number one fan and going through this list of things. Look, I know this was a lot to take in today, and I hope it made sense. That's why I jump on here, is to hopefully provide some value out of things that I've learned in my life and pass that forward to you in a way that can hopefully at least trigger one positive thing in your day today. So yes, it is very important to be your number one fan. You have to be your number one fan. Even if you have lots of fans, you have to be number one. And you have to put yourself first, because you cannot be good for anyone else if you're not good for yourself. So my encouragement for you today is to find some things that stand out for you that you are proud of and that you are a fan of, and then build on top of that. And hey, look, if you guys got anything valuable from today, screenshot this episode. Just screenshot it on your phone right now. Tag me in your social media, put the screenshot up, tag me in your social media with one takeaway and or any takeaway, whatever kind of takeaway you want to put on there. And I will shout you out on my social media, and also you'll get entered in to win some weekly cool shit. So thanks for tuning in, you guys. I really appreciate your love and support and all the kind words you've given me for these podcasts. This, I think, is my longest one, and I hope there was some value here. Y'all have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you later.